In the Kosai Telechu, the second Sedra that we read this week starts, and the Gishmechem Beitam, I will give you rain in the right time, etc., etc. The fruit of the field, the trees of the field will provide the fruit, and there are blessings of peace, tranquility, harmony, plentiful food, gesund panos and nachas. And of course, this raises a major question based on the Gemara, Masechet Kiddushin at the end of the first Perek, and Masechet Chulin at the end of the last Perek, where the Gemara seemingly establishes a principle, at least there seems to be a dominant opinion in Chazal, that Tzecha Mitzvah is Bahai Al Melech. That the reward for Mitzvah is not in this world. The Gemara quotes the famous story about the person who went up a ladder in the fulfillment of two mitzvahs, Shiluach HaKan, Shaleach Tishalach Tzayim, Musabon and Tikach Loch, the man Yitoloch Barach Toyomim, and also, since he was asked by his father to do so, so he was also fulfilling the mitzvah of Kibud Avraham, Kavod HaSavich HaMetzah, which the Torah also promises Arishas Yomim B'Shonim, and he fell down and he died. So how could this be? Heichon Tivotza Shulzer, Heichon Arishas Yomim Shulzer, Gemara. And indeed, the Gemara in the end of Chulin says that according to one opinion, Elisha ben Avuya, the Tana who we mentioned in last week's Perek, who became an Apikoros, and then he was known as Elisha Acher, one of the reasons that he became an Apikoros was because he saw such an episode, of a person fulfilling the mitzvah, Kibud Av V'Em, Shiluach HaKan, and getting B'Sha'at Ma'isa. What happened to him was just the opposite of that which the Torah forecast. Others say he saw the tongue of Rabbi Chutzpah from Turman and the dung heap, Mutl Ba'ashpa. And he was troubled. Why do bad things happen to good people? Where's the reward? And the answer is, Scha Mitzvah Ba'ay Al Malekha, the reward for mitzvah is not in this world, but it is, L'yoyim Shekulei Toiv, U'l'yoyim Shekulei Oruch. In the next world, not in this world. If so, the question is obvious. In this week's Sedra, amongst many other places, but it's rarely as clear and as robust as it is at the beginning of Parshas B'chukoyitzai, where it says in B'chukoyitzai Te'lechu, Rashi says Shetiyu Aminim Batayu, where it's Mitzvoyitzai Tishmu. Then you have Gishmeichem, you have Shalom Ba'orin, Tunushchavtem Be'im Machrid, etc., etc. Surely the implication is that Tzecha Mitzvah will be by Alma. The question is addressed by numerous Mepharshim, but Be'ikar today I would like to speak about the Shittas HaRambam, which he asks this question in Hilchos Teshuva Perek Tes, and this is the gist of his answer. The gist of his answer is as follows. Tzecha Mitzvah Ba'al Melecha is not just because of the Xeris HaKosov. The reason why Tzecha Mitzvah Ba'al Melecha, the Rambam says, and not only that, but also in his Perush HaMishnah, is because the real Tzecha Mitzvah could not conceivably be B'olam HaZeh in this world. Why not? In Perush HaMishnah, the Rambam gives a moshel. He says if a person is blind, he's always been blind, you can't see, and you want to explain to him the difference between red and yellow, so you can talk yourself till you're blue in the face, but he won't understand the difference between red and yellow. Why? Because for him the whole concept of colors is beyond his universe of existence, and therefore he can't appreciate it. The same is true, says the Rambam, the neshama, the soul, as it is invested in a physical body, is not able to appreciate the bliss, the schar, which is miyur la tzadikim lost in the world to come. It is only a disembodied soul, which then returns to the olam hanashamis, to the world of souls. In that context and in that environment, is the person able to appreciate lachis b'nei Hashem ulevake beicholei, to appreciate the sweetness, the reward, which is essentially spiritual. As the Rambam explains also in Hilchos Teshuva, that a cast, that the reward is not some sort of physical material reward, commotion, adamim, ha'arim, ha'tipshim, like the foolish Arabs think, he says, but it is something sublime and spiritual. So even the most spiritual person, when they're in this world, they're not able to appreciate it. Similar to the blind man who's constrained, yes, in the confines, he's incarcerated, he's confined by his own blindness, so too the most spiritual person in this world, he's restricted, he won't be able to appreciate the reward, therefore it has to be lost to him. In case of the Rambam, what does it mean? That which it says in the Torah, but it's Christ like Aleichu, and similarly Pesukim which we say in Kriya Shema every day, Vayim Shema Tishmo Mitzvot, Asher Nech Mitzara Etz Mayim, and the Torah gives us reward, when it's Ati Yisra Besotko in Tefel, Chalti Vosavoto, Masat in Tarat Chum Be'itoi, Yerro Malko, Yishra Sato Levenecho, Yishra 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 I employ someone to be my secretary. He wants to be my secretary. I'm the executive director of a large company. So I give him an office, and because it's in hot climates, I give him an air conditioner. I give him a telephone, of course, a computer, and a car, a nice car to be able to get from A to B, etc., etc. And then it comes to the end of the month, and he says, no. No, he's called it. I want my reward. So I said, what is your reward? You had a beautiful air conditioned office here. You've been working here with plush carpet and you've had a car to take you from A to B. You want a reward? Obviously, you would laugh me out of the house. Why? If I'm employing someone to do a job, then I have to provide them the facilities, the amenities with which to be able to do the job. If afterwards they've done the job, then they need to get the sechar, they need to get the wages. But the two can't be confused. Wages is one Indian. And the ability to facilitate the actual performance of the job, the way it needs to be done, I've got to give him all sorts of things. So the Rambam says like this: the sechar mitzvah, the reward, the wage packet for a mitzvah is something which cannot and therefore is not ultimately fulfilled in this world. Sechar mitzvah b'hai al-malek. So what about all these things? Here the Rebbeinu Shlomo is saying quite simply. They're saying, if I'm employing you to do a job, you're here to do a job. I didn't say so. So if you do the job, I need to provide you the amenities with which to do the job. You can't do the job if you're busy fighting battles. You can't do the job if you're busy in spending time in hospitals. You can't do the job if you are starving. So therefore,
the perks.
It's not the perks. Perks is a different thing. I'll come to that soon. This is the immunity. I've got to give him the virtual, I'll give you the office, I'll give you the car, I'll give you the computer, I'll give you the air conditioning. If you do the job, then I will provide you with the facilities to which to do the job. And if you don't do the job, then I will. If the secretary sits there twiddling his thumbs or playing with the email all day, then of course you'll take away the office, take away the car and sack him. You certainly won't feel obliged to provide all the facilities for which you need to do the job. So that's the pshat in all these parashas in the Torah, according to the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, V'hoyon B'Shemaya Tishmo, V'hoyon B'Chukai Tzai Talecho, V'Nasati G'Shmeichem B'Yitom, refers to the ability to do the job. That is what the Rebbeinu Shalom gives us in this world. Of course, that doesn't mean that we can work out a neat way how things always work, because we already learned in Perek last Shabbos, that but we don't always understand, and we don't have a comprehensive appreciation of why it is that tzaddikim sometimes suffer, and the tranquil, the rich, the wicked are tranquil. But be that as it may, ain be yadeinu l'mishalos v'shoyim v'afalim yisrael tzaddikim doesn't take away the fact that it is a system. Not always conceivable by our human mortal eyes. Nevertheless, there's a system. But in this system, whatever reward there is in this world is not the ultimate reward. When the reward does come, and those times we do see reward, we should know, says the Rambam, that this is not safe matan schar. This is able to say, okay, you're doing the job, I'm going to help you out. Now, what about the mission in the beginning of Masechta Peah, which we paraphrase every day in Birchas HaTorah, ומתי אילו דבורים שעוד מריחו תייסטיין בין המזל הקרן קיים את פעיל המחור. So that the Rambam explains in Pirush HaMishnayis in the beginning of Masech Tepeo that that is a third concept besides what I refer to as the immunity and the scha, the two extremes. There's also what the gentleman here referred to as the perks of the job. Now there are certain mitzvahs which even though you don't get the sechar, the ultimate sechar in this world, you get the perks of the job you already get in this world. Perks are not something you necessarily need to do the job, but there are benefits which are embedded in the mitzvahs themselves. Certain types of behavior generate a reward. A person who is maybe shalom ben adam lechaverah, and the person who engages in these mitzvahs, which it speaks about in Eilu Dvarim, so a person will get additional benefit, and this must be understood as the like you would say, the fringe benefits that you get thrown in the package for doing the mitzvahs in this world. But still, it's teiro sehet, the fringe benefit. It's not the keren. The keren means the principal reward. That is chametz v'pan leka, and that goes into the world to come. This is basically a sum total of the shita saranda. And I once saw a pshat in Tehillim, on the same Tehillim, there's a pasuk. If I remember correctly, capital Kuf Hey, the last pasuk, last two pasukim, by eating him out of the stone, and Malu Umin Yerashu. God gave him the land of the nation, and the Jewish people inherited the Amal Umim. Why? Ba'avur Yishmul Chukov Seresim in Seresim. So that they should be able to keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah. So here we have, in these two pasukim in Tehillim, the Rambam's Shita in Rosh Shuvah Tayotet, where he explains that the reward that we speak about in this world is ba'avur yishmul hukam. It is to facilitate the shmirat ha-mitzvah that we should be able to do so unperturbed by the pursuit of battle and other distracting enterprise. There's one place in the Rambam though where the Rambam says an interesting thing which may be a key to another dimension in Tzcha, and that is right at the end of Hilchos Shabbos. The end of Hilchos Shabbos, chapter 30, the Rambam there speaks about Kol Hashem Shabbos Kilchoso, keep Shabbos properly, Mechabdo Ma'ango Kikoichoi, he honors the Shabbos, he takes delight in it in accordance with his ability. Then Schoroi Mefurush B'Kabbalah, his reward is forecast in Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Nevi'im, the words of the prophets, in Yeshaya chapter 8, 58. Yeah. So these sukkim in Yeshaya speak about the special reward for Shmir Shabbos. In the Lashon of the Gemara, Hashem Shabbos Kuchos, and written by Nachla Belim and Tzorim, he was given a tremendous reward. Nachla Belim and Tzorim obviously implies a colossal reward. Yes? What's the reward? The Rambam says, when he says it in the last halachim for Shabbos, Chorim of Rosh HaKabbalah, the Cha is Bo'olam Hazeh Yeser Al Haschar Hatsofon Lo'il Olam Havah. In addition to the reward that has been hidden away for him, so to speak, designated and preserved for him in the world to come. Why does the Rambam need to say yes, El Aschad, Hatzof and Le'ilu Mabal? Surely it goes without saying. The Rambam has already established in another place that in this world it's impossible to get the real Aschad. So Meheicha Teisa, because the Rebbeinu Shalom will give him the Shmir Shabbos, and Achol Ibn Mitzorim in this world, so therefore, he's going to lose out on the Ikar Asa on the Seif Matan Tzorim Shal Mitzvah Sanelim Havo. Why does he need to say yes to Al Haskar Asof Sanelim Havo? The chat is like this. What the Rambam alludes to here is that for Shmira Shabbos, the Asa which a person gets in this world is of the same character as the schar in Olam Haba. If you're talking about Peri Sehen, well, that has come Rambam and Talmud are talking about the immunity. Hashmish to Zogan, it doesn't add up to say yes or that's Chara Tochma Yilum Abo. Chara Tochma Yilum Abo is the real Chara, and this is Chara the Epis Nechshav Lagadi that Chara. The Rambam saying here is that if a person is Shem Shabbos Kil Chosim Chab Demangu Kibikoyche, he really keeps Shabbos in the best possible way according to his ability, then his Chara, he gets an additional Chara in this world, in addition to the schar in Eilam Abba, thereby indicating that the schar from Shmir Shabbos in this world is Meyein, is analogous to and comparable to the schar of Eilam Abba. Yes, sir, a schar of Eilam Abba, he gets also a schar of a similar nature in this world. And why is that? Because what is the schar in Eilam Abba? The schar in Eilam Abba is Tadikin Yoishvin V'Nenim Nizviv HaShechinot. Spiritual schar, as we said before, and it is based on the schar of feeling the closeness to Hashem. No description of any form of happiness or bliss that we could ever articulate in this world will be able to describe something which is similar, which is even like the schar Hatzofon Le'elam Haba. Because Tanu Ben Hashem, the Rambam says, that's something which we cannot appreciate in our very physical or material view. So the Schar in Olam Habo is Tanu Ben Hashem. What is the Schar in this world? Not Tanu Ben Hashem, talking about Bishmeichem. But the Schar for Shabbos, what does it say in the Pasuk in Yeshaya? Of this Anag of Hashem. So the Sechar for Shabbos that he's speaking about, which he says is Boilam Hazeh, is Ta'anug in Hashem. Which means that Shabbos is essentially different from all the other mitzvahs. For observing Shabbos, there is also a Sechar in this world, a Sechar, besides the Sechar which we speak about in Bechukho Yisrael Tadechu, a Sechar which is Doima, at least in a microcosmic way, Meyein, to the Sechar of Boilam Habo. Why? Because if a person keeps Shabbos properly, they are able to reach a level where they have a Tainug al Hashem, which is Bechina Tzchah, which they feel a sort of Tzchah, a sort of bliss, which is Echod Mini Elef, but of the same character, the same type of Tzchah as the Tzchah in Elef. Now we know that the Gemara says, Nedir says, Rashi says, Hayom Lasei Tov and Lamocha Lekav Uzchara. Again, the same idea, this will be the Gemara. This will, we are Lekav Uzchara. We find in many cases that we are actually compared to Poyalim, to people who are employed to do a job. Yes? Parabai Stoichek, Par Poyalim Atzelim, you have the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, you also have, and usually by a Tzchir Yoyim principally the Yoyim is sitting in Skolot, so they saw him, you mustn't do the Yisrael Baal Tolim, you mustn't need a Tzchir till tomorrow, but if you're employed to do a job, you only get the Tzchir at the end. In the Kutei Torah of the Arizal on the Pasuk in Parashas Kisei the Yoyim is sitting in Skolot, he says Be Yoyim Titei Tzchoroi, these three words are Rosh HaTeiros Shabbos. Which fits in perfectly to the idea that I was explaining, that the Yom HaTitim Tzchoroi is Shabbos, because by Shabbos, the Tzchar, what type of Tzchar? The Tzchar, the real Tzchar, the Tzchar which is usually preserved, the Yom Shekul HaTeiros, the Yom Shekul HaOr, because that's the only place where you can be a Keli to receive it, is actually received in this world on Shabbos. Notwithstanding the Shittas Rambam, there are Meforshim, there are Rishonim who suggest that there is also a Schar for the mitzvahs in this world. That's not Seif Matan Schar, and not always but it is possible for a person that he will be given something additional even of this world. There are many Mamor Chazal seem to indicate this as well. There can also be a schar b'olam hazeh. It's possible that it's not a real machlekes because sayyid matan schar will according to everyone be an olam haba. The question is only how much it's possible, whether it's possible to receive any schar in this world. The Sefer Ikrim in Maimer Revi makes it machlekes where the schar mitzvah can be b'hai alma or not. And I wanted to spend a couple of minutes before we come to the close of the shir explaining the philosophy, so to speak, of this shita. Note that the opening words of this sefer is in B'chukoi Saitereichu. Now in Sifri Chassidus we find the idea that there is a difference between kasiva and chakika. Oisiyas chakiva means when you write something on a piece of paper. The writing is something additional to the paper. If you have a good rubber, you can get rid of it. Because the writing is a dovah noisis al haniyor. It's an additional component. And in theory, and often in practice, they can't be separate. Oisiyas chakiva means where you engrave something in stone. When you engrave something in stone, you don't have the stone in the letters. The letters are intrinsic to the stone. If you don't have the stone, you don't have the letters. The letters are carved out in the stone, and the letters become me'etzem ho'evan, that you can no longer separate between the stone and the writing. And they say that this is a pshat in B'chukoi Saitereichu. B'chukoi Saitereichu means chukim, but in this case it means in B'chukoi Saitereichu that the mitzvahs that you do are in an oifen of chakika, not as something which is a dovah noisah, a lechem siyusay, an additional thing, but something which is essential to the person themselves, part and parcel of the person. Also explained why Rashi says in B'chukoi Saitereichu Shetiva Meilim B'Torah. Shetiva Meilim B'Torah is one way how the person becomes absorbed in Torah to the extent that he and the Torah become joined, like the Oisiyas HaChakika become joined with the stone on which they are engraved. And therefore, the view of those Rishonim who hold that there is schar in this world may be understood based on this idea as well, that if a person becomes saturated with Torah, then the Torah has got to permeate every dimension of his existence, not only his head, not only his heart, but even his legs and feet, even his most mundane and material aspects. The fact that according to those Rishonim there is schar for the mitzvahs in this world as well is not because they have a lesser appreciation of the sublime nature, the subliminal nature of schar mitzvah. It is because they hold that the schar is me'ein hadavar atzmai. The schar reflects the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is done in the ma'ipan of the chukoy tzai, where the person becomes permeated me'eiver al-eiver with the mitzvah, then the schar, the reward, has also got to saturate every element of his being. A person is not just made up of a neshama, a person is made up of a guf as well. So through schar mitzvah, which is me'ein mitzvah, if the mitzvah is going to be in oifen of the chukoy tzai, oisiyas chakika, then the schar has also got to be in a reciprocal manner, in a way that it's chaykek the chayder and becomes part of every dimension of his being, which as human beings we are, by very definition, neshama is the guf. What is all this talk about schar? Surely we learn in Pirkei Avos, Alfiyu Kavodim Hamisham Shinutzarav Amanos the Kabel Pras, Alfiyu Kavodim Hamisham Shinutzarav Shalom Amanos the Kabel Pras. But it's a very strange thing that in the very next Perek of Pirkei Avos itself, at the beginning, it says, "Ebi Zeres Yishol Shiyovel Adam." Yeah, we have in Chashel Chavitz the Kenegas of Tezer Chavere Kenegas. Yeah, we speak about. A person shouldn't penzoy the mitzvah kala to a chamura. Sheinat yidei matan tchoron shal mitzvah. Who cares about the matan tchoron shal mitzvah? You should be careful by this.
just as much as by that. Why? Because you don't know the matter of Schar. Wait a minute, we just said in last week that you're not doing anything for Schar anyway. So Mahesha thinks that you should be more Zohir and one, because the Mishmaris is, if you would know the real Schar, then you could start being more Zohir and one than the other. Not that they don't know, so. I mean, Zohir, it's a Kala to Rechabu. So this is one part that I want to finish off with. Of course, we know that the Rambam says also in the Gemara in Pesach in Afnun that a person should be Isaac Atei Mitzvah Shleilishma, Shemtei Shleilishma, Balishma. But here we're talking about a person that's already living Pirkei Avos. He's been Shamash as Haram Shalui Almanos the Tavos Tav. I am finishing. You can see that the time is coming very closely to an end here. But, very Bekitza. Even if a person reaches a very high level, life is not a steady state existence. There are ups and there are downs. Sheva yipol tzadik, the con. Even if a person reaches a high madriga, there are moments of nifila where a person, and in those moments of nifila, a person can only keep himself going based on lower levels of motivation, less than ideal levels of motivation. So when the times of nefila, if a person doesn't have a motivation because of schar, then he'll be lost. Chanoich lenar al pi darkei gam ki yaskin liyosu mimeno. The Bala Tanya explains in his Hakdoma to Shar Yichud V'Emunah that chanoich lenar al pi darkei, how do you train a nar? He's ready to do the same as Shalei Lishma. So what do you mean, Danki Yaskin Yosem Meno? When he's older, you want him to stay in the same way? Danki Yaskin Yosem Meno, because even when a person is older, he will have temporary nephilis. And in those temporary roads, it will be necessary for them to have an achiza, to have something that anchors them to the Torah even then. And therefore, even though we strive to reach a level of when we have a Yerida, then we need to be aware of Matan Tzor and Shal Mitzvah. There, over Bar. Amen.